Kananaskis, the RCMP is working closely with Alberta Forestry and Parks, the Alberta Sheriff's Branch, Calgary Police Service and the Canadian Armed Forces preparing to coordinate a large-scale, multi-agency security effort for the 2025 Group of Seven, G7, Leaders Summit in Kananaskis. RCMP is leading what is being referred to as the Integrated Safety and Security Group, ISSG, holding the mandate for overall security at the June 2025 international event. Working in collaboration strengthens our ability to deliver a safe and secure event for all, said David Hall, ISSG Event Director and Chief Superintendent, in a statement. As part of the unified command structure, some of the roles partners will assume include motorcade support, transportation and processing of individuals charged with crimes. If needed, securing hotels and sites where dignitaries will be staying, wildlife and wilderness teams and the deployment of specialized teams such as public order units. While planning is still in the early stages, with Canada assuming presidency for the event on January 1, 2025, security partners are already securing key sites for the summit. We've also started procuring essential items, such as vehicles and equipment that will be needed next summer, said Hall. Although we do not disclose specific details of our security measures, our approach is intelligence-led and based on the latest and ongoing threat and risk assessments to ensure a comprehensive level of protection. Canada last hosted the Intergovernmental Leaders Summit in 2018 in La Malbaie in the Charlevoix region of Quebec. Prior to that, the country hosted the event in Kananaskis in 2002 as what was then known as the G8, before Russia was indefinitely removed from the group in 2014 following its annexation of Crimea. The G7 is comprised of Canada, the United States, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom. It meets annually to discuss issues such as global economic governance, international security, and, most recently, artificial intelligence. In 2002, Canada's Prime Minister was Jean Chrétien and George W. Bush was President of the U.S. The event was hosted following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. and world leaders focused largely on issues of security. Security concerns surrounding the hosting of a World Leaders Summit in K country also increased dramatically. Determined to be beyond the capability of just RCMP and local law enforcement agencies, security in Kananaskis was bolstered by the Canadian forces, with patrols in the woods and backcountry to prevent ground and airborne threats. Hall noted the 2002 event was very different than that being planned for 2025. Nonetheless, the lessons learned from that experience inform our planning for 2025, he said. A community relations team will be created to address local concerns and maintain dialogue with area residents and businesses as security plans unfold in the lead-up to the summit, a lesson learned from previous summits. Throughout our entire planning phase, efforts are being made to ensure we work closely with local partners, including First Nations communities, said Hall. In order to keep everyone safe and deliver on our mandate, a certain amount of security measures will need to be implemented leading up to and during the summit. It should be noted that efforts will be made to minimize impacts on the community all while considering the environmental consequences. Protecting the environment was a key focus in planning for the Kananaskis G8 summit, with an environmental director appointed for the first time to work with local groups and ensure environmental considerations were fully addressed. Special efforts have been directed at avoiding disturbance to and harm from wildlife that may be encountered in the area, states a background information document on the summit acquired from Canada's Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade through an Access to Information and Privacy request. Noted species include bears, both black and grizzly, cow moose and elk with calves, cougars, denning wolves, Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep, Rocky Mountain goats, migrating golden and bald eagles and harlequin ducks. These species are known to be, or potentially could be, in the middle and lower Kananaskis Valley before and during the summit, the document stated. The document also cited a pre-event economic impact study centered on the summit released by Tourism Calgary. The study estimated the event would yield as much as $193.1 million for the Calgary region and up to $243.5 million in economic benefits for Alberta's economy. The study included, among other things, visitor expenditures expected on items such as accommodation, transportation, and food and beverage services, the document stated. About 1,500 delegates and close to 2,000 media representatives will be in the Calgary and Kananaskis areas during the summit. The 2002 event was said to have cost $300 million. Hall said a website will be launched in 2025 with all pertinent information related to the summit. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakoda First Nation and Kananaskis Country.